5 years ago today, Norwegian nationalist Anders Behring Breivik carried out one of the world's deadliest massacres. After setting off a bomb that killed 8 people in Oslo, he traveled to nearby Utøya Island, where he shot and killed nearly 70 more people. Most of them were teenagers attending a summer camp sponsored by a pro-immigration political party. Today, survivors of that attack and families of the victims are commemorating this grim anniversary on the island. Reporter Jason Strother recently met with one of those survivors and has this story from Utøya.
The boat ride through Tyrifjorden Lake takes less than 10 minutes to reach the dock of Utøya Island.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good.
I'm meeting with Ole Martin Julslingstadli. He's a 23-year-old law student and a member of Norway's Youth Labour Party, the AUF. 5 years ago, he was a camper here when Anders Breivik, dressed as a police officer, arrived on the island and opened fire. We sit at a picnic table in front of the camp's old cafeteria.
A lot of people lost their life there, so we wanted to keep those places as they were.
Slingstadli doesn't want to keep reliving those painful moments of July 22, 2011, whenever he speaks with reporters. But he says it's hard not to draw comparisons whenever he hears about mass shootings in the U.S.
Of course, it brings back memories, and to me personally, it brings back memories. Take Orlando, for instance. The terrorist there, he didn't just randomly pick one club to attack. He chose that specific club because it was a, how do you say it, a gay club. Breivik chose AUF because what we believed in, who we were, and because we were here.
He says the AUF believes in a multi-ethnic society. Breivik wants a white and Christian Norway. Slingstadli says he also saw similarities between that xenophobia and some of the anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rhetoric at this week's Republican National Convention. He believes the roots of this sentiment are the same in the U.S. and Europe.
You have the same problems as in Europe when the far-right extremists win. It's the inequality, that people feel that nobody listens to them and nobody talks about their concerns. And in some way, Donald Trump has hit a nerve there, unfortunately.
Slingstadli believes this feeling helped the pro-Brexit campaign in the UK and energizes right-wing groups in Spain, the Netherlands and France, especially after the attack in Nice, which was carried out by a Tunisian immigrant. He adds, since 2011, his country has moved toward the right too. The political party that Anders Breivik once belonged to now controls the Norwegian government. But Slingstadli does see a big difference between how Norway coped with the Utøya massacre and how the U.S. responds to its own shooting sprees.
The picture that we see from the outside is that you have these massacres again and again and again and again, and you don't do nothing about it. Your answer is the person doing this had guns, so we have to have bigger guns. To me, that's, well, really strange. Yeah, really strange.
In Norway, only hunters can legally own firearms, and police keep theirs locked inside their vehicles. And Slingstadli says widespread gun ownership isn't even up for debate. Nor is the death penalty, or even life sentences, of which Norway has neither. Anders Breivik, now 37, is serving the maximum 21-year sentence, though it can be extended. And earlier this year, he won a human rights lawsuit against the government for putting him in solitary confinement. Ole Martin Julslingstadli says that ruling left him feeling conflicted.
I'm angry. Of course I'm angry. On him because of what he did. And because he killed many of my friends. And that he tried to kill me. But then again, we have some rules. We have some laws. And we have to follow them. Because if we are in any way putting those aside, then in some degree he will win a little. And I wouldn't want him to win even the smallest thing.
Slingstadli says the biggest victory the survivors have won over Breivik is that the summer camp remains open, and next month, several hundred children will come back to the island. For The World, Jason Strother, Utøya, Norway.